And I just want to say that we share our stores. I mean, I depend on the rentals, you know. I mean, that's my business. But I do as much as I can to stay away from the rentals. I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm cutting through parking lots to get to another unit. I go home, and I just don't want that in my backyard, you know. I mean, I've seen a house that was a three-bedroom. They tried to sneak in 30 people. The only reason it got caught is because I had someone across the road that knew who I was and gave me a call at 9 o'clock at night. I had to go down there, kick them out, sit and wait till 10 o'clock, 10:30, till they all left. And
they were hiding cars in the garages, behind the garages and everything, trying to stay away from us, so.
So I just know what the nightly rental is about firsthand.
And we clean $400,000 homes, and they trash them. I mean, they don't care. They're on vacation having fun, so.
And they're sneaking more people in than should be. So you take a three-bedroom house, they're putting bunk beds in, pull-out couches. So now your three-bedroom, I know it's not legal, but they're bringing in, you know, 16 people in a three-bedroom unit. I mean, that happens quite often.
Nightly rentals are a good thing. They really are, but they need to be in the own area instead of residential areas.
Yeah, I'd like to see it stay, you know, residential. So that's all.
Okay, thank you. Next row.
I'm Julie White. I live at 262 Deano Road, and I'm directionally challenged, so we won't look at the map. I'm not directly affected by what would happen because I'm down at the other side of the subdivision, but what is important to me, which I don't hear a lot of, I would ask the board to consider our property values of what would happen when nightly rentals go into a subdivision that is strictly single-family dwellings that are either owned or long-term rental. And, Steve, I want both of you to know that we appreciate what you're doing, and all of us really
want
this way.
I need you to address
I apologize.
The commission, please.
We do appreciate Steve wanting to build. We all live in the same community. We like to see other businesses prosper. But we feel, as a community, that this is not the place for nightly rentals. The other thing that I would like to question was the comparison of footage from where that property is located that they're proposing to build on to, say, Kanakuk Camp was, I think, stated at 500 feet. I don't think that that's close to what the actual footage is.
Yeah, I don't think Kanakuk was one of them that was mentioned, but
800 feet.
Okay, I thought I heard Kanakuk. Okay. Anyway, that's all I have to say.
Okay.
Is our property values.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else on that row? No, sir. Did you sign up?
Mark McSpadden. I live on the same subdivision. We've been here several times, so we kind of know all the things that we're against. The question I have, or the comment I wanted to make on the property, and I don't know if it's ever been addressed, but there is another road that's called East Lake Road. It's right before you get to our subdivision. It looks like it's been closed. I didn't know if that could be used as an access, and I know it's a ravine. That's part of this is, of course, this whole development is in a ravine. And I know this access road, I believe it's this one right here. I didn't know if that could be constructed into a access into their facility and what they're trying to build. I know they're going to say, well, it's pretty expensive to build a road over a ravine and a bridge. But, so our community is very valuable too. So why should we bear their burden on us on our community. So, you know, Woodbridge Road, put a wood bridge. Wouldn't that be great? That'd really sell the property, wouldn't it? So that's one thing I wanted to give a suggestion. Maybe that'll solve all of us kind of come up here every month and still continue to fight for our community, that maybe they can just build that access road and put in a wood bridge and we're all good. And they can put it on there anything they want. And they do, if they do that, I'd like for them to remove the access road that we have in our community and put it back to where it was. Just pull out the old little narrow driveway that goes downhill and grass it up and leave us alone. Block it off, and they could have their nightly rentals on their own access road.
Okay, right. Thank you.
I could answer that question for you. So this Blue Lake, East Lake comes out, so it shows no information. That means it was a platted road dedicated to the public. But then to access that property, you look at this part, which looks like a platted road, which it is, but then that's owned by Apollo. That's privately owned. Somebody owns that road easement. So basically, to answer your question, without buying that or acquiring it somehow, at this point, that East Lake Road does not access that property. Even though it looks like it on Beacon, you have this one little parcel.
Okay, next, is there anyone in the back signed up? No? Want to start on first row there?
Hi, I'm Monica Bryan, and I'm at 427 South Fork. And we've been here several times and presented several reasons why we don't want this development. And for me, the main thing is the incompatibility. Like the gentleman said, the property in question is completely surrounded by single-family residential. The other businesses that they mentioned that are businesses are not accessed through our neighborhood, so they don't really impact our neighborhood. We're concerned about the incompatibility of having rentals and our property values. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Lorraine Hicks. I live at 445 South Fork Street, and that is at the very top of the Woodbridge Hill, very top, okay? It's through that way. Is the only way in and the only way out to that area down there? You know, and I mentioned the Majestic condo tragedy several times before, which is really a tragedy, but it doesn't, anything can be a tragedy. You know, they have ice or snow, you can't get in or out. When your kids get hurt, you can't get them to the hospital. You know, neighbors fall, heart attacks. Maybe you get a phone call that one of your friends has been in an accident and isn't expected to live. That is a tragedy. And I sure would want more than 1 mile out of there, okay? Also, the gully rushers. We've had them lately. They come down through my backyard, same steepage or what do you want to say, as that hill, out to the front, washes my drive out, down that hill, with my bucket. Okay, well, the only thing good about that is down that hill, my residents. At least two deer, fox, skunk, and many snakes. Copper has visited us. Okay, and 100% of all vegetables will come up that hill at my house, and also two of the neighboring houses. At night, 100% will shine their lights in through my windows, as it does to other houses. Last week, I was down there with my neighbor, and I saw an up truck parked on Trinity, carrying this package four houses up South Fork Street to deliver because the truck was too large to park on the street because other cars couldn't get by it. All right, what are the sidewalks? We're going to visit them now. If you have a problem, we'll walk them the street. We're going to walk the dogs, we'll walk in the street. If the kids want to go follow the neighbor friend, they'll walk in the streets. You know, and we have a neighborhood in our area. It's 25 miles an hour. Other people, they don't care. Now, who's going to pay to repair all the street damage that's caused by the extra vehicles? Heavy construction equipment going back and forth? If I knew it was wrong, because only one big family will can get down that hill at a time. You got one at the bottom waiting to come up, one at the top waiting to come down. At my driveway, two driveways, and my daughter goes to work at 4:30 in the morning. I go to work a little later, so it can't be talked. Maybe someone of a higher power is just trying to say that this area wasn't meant to be, and the developer should just write this off as a loss on his taxes. And then another one, like the previous owner may have done. You know, Jerry, I may have said a lot, some of it means a lot, especially today, but for the sake of our neighborhood, you've all said, but for the sake of our neighborhood, I hope you've also listened with your heart. So please, please vote a final no. Thank you.
Next row. One back.
My name is Billy Ong. I live in 329 South Fork. You know, I'm not gonna repeat what everybody's already said. The road is very hard to access. Like the lady say, you know, this picture represents they're in Grass Hill. There's no other car can go through there. There's kids walking on the street there. That's how narrow the street is. So, and this picture here is the UPS stops, and there's, again, see how narrow the street is. And actually, I took a measurement of all the street, and our neighbor across the street did a remodel, and I took a picture of this. There's no car. They all had to stop. No one can pass. That's how narrow the street is. Well, I think the biggest thing that I was wanting to talk to address is probably, you know, the access road, the safety, the steepness of the access. Basically, that road is dropping. It's about 15%, but the thing that it really, I know there's road that's 15%, but the biggest problem is 216 in length, and it drops 32 feet. But the problem is where the landing part of it is also only like 20-some feet. So it's like, there's not much of a run off there. And
this is the part that I was talking about here to here. And you're so because you only go in 200, but you drop in 32 feet, that's the only problem. And again, like Mark said, this is the only access. So everybody has to go through here. This picture I took was from here, when I was here, when I was here. This tells you what hard it is. You know, I'm looking at different compatibility. I know Corey knows I do a lot of work for the Hurston family for master planning and developing and all that stuff. One of my concern is this. My compatibility has to do looking at long term. I knew one day I was sitting here, they denied one of the rental at Branson Creek. But they had others already because it was too much already going. Well, where do we end? Who's looking at the long-term master plan? What's best for the, I understand the business got to survive. Well, as a civil rights city, I got to put the bathroom in the right place or people are going to be mad. I got to put the parking, even the parking is the issue of civil rights city, is in the right place. The same thing with this. Not only rental, has no business in this area. I know this is it's difficult. And right now, he's going, pulling all kind of trying to go in different directions because he can't do anything to the land. He's been trying to duplex. He's going to do this. The key is, it is a land that's hard to develop. That's why he's asking the 10-foot setback because there's not much he can do to it. So right now, he's going to try to make money from the Nigel Reno. And that's because that's the only way, you know. And I know that Branson is big, but somewhere in there, as a, you know, board adjustment, You guys got to think about what's best. You got a lot of people here, and there's a lot more.